Yep.
The state of Maryland in mourning.
We're here to honor Mike Miller.
In Annapolis, I'm John Doman.
For Maryland National Guardsmen kicked out of the U.S. Capitol, Governor Larry Hogan weighs in. I'm Megan Cloherty.
The superintendent not quite ready to set return to school dates. I'm Neil Augenstein.
11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Walgreens.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's breaking news about the impeachment trial of former President Trump, and it comes from the Senate Majority Leader, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
It's not clear how soon a trial would start. The top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, has asked for it to be delayed until next month. Senate action moments ago confirming Lloyd Austin is the first African-American to lead the Pentagon as defense secretary. The Senate Finance Committee approved the nomination of Janet Yellen to be Treasury Secretary. That now goes to the full Senate.
Did everyone have a nice place to stay?
This morning, it was Chuck Schumer greeting the National Guard at the U.S. Capitol. A move to send the soldiers on rest periods to a nearby parking garage was reversed after an outcry. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
In a statement to CBS News, the Capitol Hill police said they immensely appreciate the integral support of the U.S. National Guard. In its own statement, the Guard said the move to the garage was temporary and troops are heading to hotels or other accommodations at the end of their shifts.
Well, CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang has the latest on new federal action to fight the coronavirus.
President Biden plans to sign two new executive orders to provide economic relief from the COVID-19 pandemic. The first one will focus on providing more financial assistance for food amid a growing hunger crisis. And the second aims to help federal workers, in part by restoring collective bargaining and worker protections that the Trump administration rescinded.
Well, the National Football League says 7,500 vaccinated health care workers will be given free tickets to next month's Super Bowl in Tampa. Another 14,000 fans will be let into the game. As CBS's Jim Krasula tells us, the government's given the okay on a new HIV treatment.
U.S. regulators have approved the first long-acting drug combo for HIV. The monthly shots can replace the daily pills now used to control infection with the AIDS virus. It's a huge change from not that long ago, when patients had to take multiple pills several times a day, carefully timed around meals.
Well, high winds in California brought down two giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park. There's millions of dollars in damage, and spokesman Scott Gedeman says the park is closed through the weekend.
We have extensive damage. It's a huge operation. Just in our talking to staff, I mean, there were literally hundreds of trees down throughout the park.
Well, checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 188 points. NASDAQ down 26. S&P 500 down 12. This is CBS News.
Why Walgreens for your Medicare prescriptions? Convenient refills, expert pharmacists, and low-cost copays. Trust Walgreens for your Medicare prescriptions.
11:03 on Friday, January 22nd, 2021. 45 degrees, really nice day, high around 49. Good morning. I'm Nick Iannelli.
And I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following this hour. It's one last go-round through the State House for longtime Maryland State Senator Mike Miller. He died last week at the age of 78. Today, state leaders and others are paying their final respects in Annapolis.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin went to law school with Mike Miller even before they served in Annapolis together.
As he said, he sat in the last row. I sat in the front first row.
Cardin was among the first group to pay respects to Miller, whose Maryland flag-draped coffin sits under the State House rotunda, where a door was open so the sun could rise over the bay and shine through.
He was tough. He was gruff.
Maryland Congressman and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer helped recruit Miller to Annapolis years ago.
He made an extraordinary contribution to our state, to our people.
Now, what do you say about a giant?
Former Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele.
He was a massive political figure, not just here in Maryland, but around the country.
In Annapolis, John Doman, WTOP News.
Lawmakers from both parties were outraged over reports that National Guard members sent in to secure the U.S. Capitol building for the inauguration were sent out into the cold weather and forced to sleep in a nearby parking garage. Those reports are being debunked today, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he has a new assignment for the state's guard.
National Guard Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman says, with the exception of specific times on Inauguration Day itself, while swearing in ceremonies were underway, the U.S. Capitol Police did not instruct the National Guard to vacate the Capitol. When asked about reports of Maryland guardsmen sleeping in a garage, Governor Larry Hogan told WBAL,
"No, we haven't had that issue. You know, I asked them. They said they were getting a little sleep and they were getting fed pretty well."
He says the Maryland Guard is among a number of states that agencies are requesting stay in D.C. through the end of the month. But Hogan says the state may have other plans.
"Rather than sending them home, we may bring more people and ramp up even more of the Guard to help us on the vaccination front."
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
5 past the hour. Despite reports of potential violence at the inauguration this week, it was largely peaceful, with the presence of 25,000 National Guardsmen surrounding downtown D.C. So what happens now? WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green says security in D.C. will stay put for now.
You won't see as many National Guard troops or as much of a militarized presence here in the aftermath of an inauguration, but it's going to stay in place for some time. Across the country, there's going to be stepped up police and other law enforcement presence for a while.
More streets and metro stations in downtown D.C. that had been inside the security perimeter are open today. For more, check out WTOP.
Capitol Police say they're looking into whether Maryland Congressman Andy Harris tried to bring a gun onto the House floor. Harris set off the newly installed metal detectors at the doors to the House floor yesterday. He didn't enter but left the area and returned several minutes later to pass successfully through the magnetometer and proceed to the floor. Spokesman for Harris tells Fox Baltimore that he and his family's lives have been threatened by someone who was just released while awaiting trial. Harris has a handgun permit. Members of Congress are allowed to bring firearms to their offices, but not into the House or Senate chambers.
The Howard University Marching Band got a lot of attention this week as it escorted the nation's new vice president during the inauguration parade. Now, the band director is reflecting on that honor.
That's the sound of the Showtime Marching Band as it leads Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade during the inauguration parade. Band director Kelvin Washington has been part of 3 inaugurations now, but with Harris being an alum, this one was extra special.
"We like led the way. We have a special prepared new banner that stated Howard University, home of Vice President Kamala Harris."
Because of coronavirus precautions, only 40 members of the band could take part. Rehearsals were tough because of social distancing, but Washington said the students and staff stepped up because it was an important part in history for the historically black college.
"For these students, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them."
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
1107.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources